Now, when people are working with equilibrium chemistry and they're studying the movement of compounds between the aqueous phase and a solid phase which it's in contact with, then we use isotherms. So these isotherms then are done under equilibrium conditions. The one that we're using here is called the Freundlich isotherm, so K sub F, indicating this is an equilibrium constant due to Freundlich. Now the expression down here, then we've taken log of the expression at the top, so log of the concentration that's absorbed. We take the log of this side here, and using the laws of logs, we get the expression here, which now looks quite useful because this is Y, log of IS, equals MX, so X is log IW, plus C, so log KF is the C, and our gradient then is M, so M's a constant. So, if we want to obtain a Freundlich isotherm, here we have got the concentration in the water, micromoles per litre. Here's the concentration absorbed, micromoles per kilogram. And we've measured these concentrations that we're finding over a wide range of values. We then log transform it. So when we log transform it, it takes this curve and turns it into a straight line. When we look at that straight line then, which is now the log of the concentration in the water versus the log of the concentration in the solids, the straight line here then, we're looking at the zero point, and we get our value for KF. We look at the slope of this line here, and the slope of this line gives us our value for N. So the example shown is for illite, which is a clay mineral, so it's a potassium version of that clay mineral. And the organic compound that we put into the water is 1,4-dinitrobenzene. So we've now partitioned it between the water and the potassium illite. We specify the temperature and the pH because they influence it. So in this case, the Freundlich isotherm then has got the value for the Freundlich constant of 1,000 and the value for N of 0.7. Now if we use this thing here then, to feed back into our distribution coefficient from the previous page, then what we've got, if we take a concentration in the water of 15 and we plug that into our expression here, then we calculate our value that would be absorbed onto the solid, and from that we get a distribution coefficient of 450. So that's something for you guys to play